Today's Man Law is brought to you by Mr. and Mrs. Randy Joppy.
Oh, yeah. Right. This is the last time I'm going to be a man.
One final restroom man law is that being chatty in the bathroom is inappropriate. A simple head nod is all the conversation that is needed.
Mm-hmm.
Man law.
Man law. So, Bob, I got one more vegetable, this is a store-bought one. I don't know where you'd grow these because it's kind of like a marinated. They're called peppadew.
Yep.
And they're little red peppers, and they're hollowed out usually. Well, anything that's hollowed out is an invitation to me to put something in there that's going to make it better.
Easy.
Right? And so these little peppadew peppers are about the size of a golf ball or a little bit smaller, right?
Yeah.
And you can find them in where you find olives and all the marinated foods and stuff.
They're typically like in a fresh market kind of
thing.
Yeah,
right. And like, you know, one of those little carts that's got the sneeze guard over it, and there's all kinds of olives and prepared foods there.
Bulk.
Right. So you get some of those things. And what you can do is you take a smoked gouda or howdah, as you say, and you chunk that stuff up in a little bit of a square, and you just pop a piece of that in there.
Oh, you put square cheese in a round hole?
There you go, man.
Oh.
But what you get is that pepper, because of the marinade, is just got a little bit of heat, not much, but it's a tangy pepper. And then you get that smoked cheese on the inside of there.
It's been so long since you've made them for me. I can't remember what they taste like.
Here we go. Well,
I really miss those.
There will be some coming your way.
The other thing is,
you mentioned feta. Feta cheese is really good inside of there. Sometimes feta's tangy with the tangy pepper. It gets just a little too much.
I almost thought you did cream cheese in them once.
I probably have. Like I said, it's an invitation to just try some things and see what you like in there.
Would you ever leave them just the way you buy them and just put cream cheese in them?
Sure.
I think you did that once.
Cream cheese, I always do something with cream cheese because I think it's just so damn plain. It's just plain old cream cheese needs something in it.
Anyway,
that was the last thing I just want to make sure I mentioned, because those, there again, real summary, put it out on a tray.
Peppadew.
They won't
spell
hurt.
It.
Yeah, pepper dew, Mountain Dew's brother.
Okay.
But anyway.
Well, so I would recommend you stop down at Schmo's Tap Room on Patterson and try some of the John T. Pilsner and get used to going in there again, because they can now serve beer again. And pretty soon, that Kiss My Scottish arse is going to be out.
Right. Well, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. You've been listening to Grilling Guys. Tune in next week, and we'll talk with you then.